On today's episode, I am going to break down the three most effective strategies I have used to maintain the front end of my business so that when reception is in, they know exactly what I need from them. If they don't show up on any shift, I can pick up exactly where they left off. And I have two bonus tips throughout the podcast that you cannot miss. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrew Maxim. And for the past four episodes, we've been talking all about stepping outside your comfort zone. And while going through all of those changes that I described, which I would strongly recommend you listen to episodes 103 through 107, because those were some of my favorite episodes that I've done to date, it dawned on me that while making all of these changes, one of the big things that we've been doing is implementing a lot of processes and strategies that not only I follow in my business to keep myself on track, but getting my team to create and follow so that they can just kind of come in, hit the green button, go, and they know exactly what they're supposed to do on a day-to-day basis, as well as targets that I want them to track and achieve. So we are going to be breaking down basically how we can set up the front end of your business. So this may not apply to everybody. This is going to be for those practitioners who are, whether you are an independent contractor or not, you will have reception, hopefully. If you are not there yet, trust me, it will pay off. I didn't hire my first reception person until I was 5 years out in practice. And the only reason why I did it was because I gave birth to a human. And that was my first daughter, Aria. So I don't want anybody to wait that long, because every time I've had a client hire a receptionist, it has always been one of the most thankful messages that I get, just for them saying, oh my goodness, I cannot believe how much freedom this offers me. Because if you think about it, if I have my reception in for 5 to 6 hours a shift and they are busting their butt, like, my receptionist just takes breaks whenever she can, and rarely does that happen. That would be an extra 6 hours of work that I would have to do on top of all of the other seeing patients, administrative things like charting and all of that. So it definitely pays off. And we could have an entire episode on how to properly hire and train a reception or office manager or administrative assistant, whatever that title is. And maybe we'll put that into our editorial calendar and have an entire episode on that. But what I wanted to talk about today is how to basically create a business where, so Lori is my administrative assistant. So when Lori comes in, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's actually documenting her processes so that if, God forbid, she were to ever leave the business or move on to other things or just retire for the second time, I can get my next person to follow in her footsteps. But the other cool thing, and this was really what inspired the episode, is when she's away, so when she's not able to come in for a shift, it amazes me how I can just sit down at the desk, easily pick up where she left off the shift before, and everything is just seamless and streamlined. And if you can't say the same thing about the way your business is set up, then we've definitely got to take some time and focus on that and make sure that you are setting up your business to succeed and that it's very, very easy. A lot of that comes down to setting up systems and really good communication between you and all of your team members. So I'm going to break down a few kind of important things that Lori and I have put together that really made a massive difference. Now, Before we jump into the episode, I really want to encourage anybody who is listening to reach out to me and book in a free 30-minute strategy call, because I know that these episodes are valuable and I've been getting a lot of messages lately telling me people are listening and getting a lot of great resources. But if it can't be applied directly to your business, it isn't always going to be as successful as I want it to be. So as we're going through all of this material and as I'm describing what I do in my business, if it isn't 100% translatable, please reach out to me and we can have a chat about how we can make a few little tweaks so that it can work for you and your business. And the link to that 30-minute strategy call will be in the show notes. And if you can't find it, then just reach out to me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. Send me a direct message and I will send you the booking link for that. And I typically book 30 minutes at a time. So let's talk about how to really set up that front end of your business so that it is streamlined, so that if your reception, for whatever reason, can't come in, you know exactly what is left and they know exactly what to do for you. So the first thing that I did when I onboarded Lori was I tried my best not to overwhelm her with all of the things, meaning when I onboarded her, I wanted her to just get the online booking down, the invoicing down, how to communicate on the phone, to understand how to, you know, promote our practice. We have a few independent contractors at the Caledonia Clinic, for instance, so I wanted to make sure that she understood how to book people in for each of those people. And that took a minimum of 3 months for her to really get comfortable with the basic stuff. So at the very least, I would encourage you not to throw everything at your person, to really make sure that they are set up to win and not feel overwhelmed, because anytime you're starting in a new job or a new position, it is incredibly overwhelming. So I really had to be very patient and allow her to learn at her own pace, to make the mistakes that she needed to make. But I also made sure that she knew that she commanded that role. And this is what I do with almost all of my team members, is I say, I'm appointing you to a certain position. I will never micromanage you. I will completely allow you to be autonomous and control and command and change whatever you feel needs to be improved to make your role more efficient. And that really, really worked out well for Lori. So she just basically came in. Once she got, you know, her feet wet and felt a lot more comfortable, she really started controlling how the position was going. And in fact, excuse me, she started actually creating her own targets and her own little metrics that she wanted to track every single day. So I would say the number one key thing that really worked out well for me, and this works out for any of the offices that I work in, because I am an independent contractor in two of the three offices and I own Caledonia, so I run that one completely, was direct communication via email anytime something came up. So Lori has her own email. Lori basically controls the booking, the direct billing for the other offices if I don't have a chance to do anything like that myself. And I try to minimize the amount of time I spend doing administrative things because it's just a distraction from the big items that I need to get done. So implementing that email alone was a massive win, because anytime somebody canceled, I would just forward the cancellation email that I received. If somebody was asking about rebooking, picking up supplements, wanting to know when to call to make a payment or whatever the case may be, I would just forward it on to her and like basically out of sight, out of mind. So when she comes in every single shift, the first thing she does is she opens up her inbox and just scans the emails to see which ones are urgent, which ones are something she could check throughout her shift, and which ones can she kind of like put off to maybe another day if she runs out of time. So that was a great place for us to be putting all of the emails and correspondence that happened, even if an idea came to me like, oh, don't forget about this, or this person needs to be booked in and I forgot to contact them, I will just send a quick email from my phone to her inbox, and I have access to everything that is running my business. So I have access to her email as well. So if she were to ever not come in, I can just quickly open her inbox and just see what emails are left outstanding, what correspondences need to be looked at, so on and so forth. So that was a really beautiful piece that came into play. The other thing is with Infusionsoft, she has her own login, and on her login, it has a dashboard, and that dashboard has a running tally of all of the tasks that she needs to take care of on a day-to-day basis. And each of those tasks are dated so that I can see, number one, is it due, past due, or is it for the future? And is the task itself critical, sort of moderate, or low priority? Because the Infusionsoft allows me to rank it on both of those things. So if I have some time, I can go into her to-do list and see, who do we need to call today? Who do we need to correspond with? What's going on with any given person? So having those two elements in place were really, really vital to allow me to know exactly what's going on and kind of keep me up to speed. Lori has also created this little notebook where she'll write little notes at the end of her shift to let me know sort of what were the outstanding items for the day. So again, I will come in, I'll look at what are the items, the notes that she wrote down that I need to at least be aware of, so that if somebody were to call, I can easily pick up where Lori left off, or if I'm supposed to call somebody or follow up with them, I have it documented right in that little notebook to know exactly what I am to do. And of course, Lori could email me as well. But the problem is her emails, unless she's on shift and she knows I'm reading them, they typically get lost in the weeds. So it's nice to have something physical. So when I come into the office, I sit down at the front desk and I just look at what the notes were from the previous shift. So those are probably the top three sort of administrative things that I found to be really vital with regards to keeping the communication gates open and allowing me to know what's going on, keeping my finger on the pulse of everything. But I will tell you that that comes with a tremendous amount of trust, because as the leader, and we have to lead from behind, and I love this quote that came from one of the billionaire code events that I was at in Austin, Texas a few months ago. I loved this, where it says, the leader of a wolf pack actually leads from behind and allows their pack to kind of be in the front and, you know, do all the things that they want to do, while the leader actually stays behind and watches over the pack, watches over the pack and makes sure that nobody is being left behind, that everybody is being taken care of, and they just kind of sit back and see how the pack is working as a unit. So we have to remember that when we are in that leadership role, is we are not dictators. Yes, we are the quote unquote boss, but I never treat any of my team members like there's a hierarchy. I try to keep everybody as linear on the org chart as much as I can. I mean, of course, I am at the top of the org chart, your organizational chart, which is kind of what CEOs and big companies use, where they show CEO and then your managers and then your whatever below them. But I always try to really treat my team members with as much respect as I can, because Lori is coming in with 30 years of knowledge running a bank and doing payroll and all these other things. And while she isn't using those skills with me directly, I do have to respect her background and her experience and trust that she will fulfill what I need her to fulfill. And she's definitely proven that. But I will tell you, there were many, many times where I wanted to just lay into her and say, what on earth have you gotten done in this shift? What on earth were you doing? Like, if she forgets to pull my charts on a shift, I'm just like, what on earth did you do today? Because those are the priority things for me. But when you actually stop and have a conversation with them, and I'm really practicing this as much as I can, this lack of reactivity instead of just communication, right? So I'm trying not to be reactive, say, let's book a meeting and like lay it into the people that I'm working with. I really try to have very gentle meeting, so to speak, but not labeled as a meeting, and just say, hey, how was Thursday? And kind of open it up and let them communicate to me what happens. Because more often than not, they're doing a lot of things that you're just not even thinking about. And because that one day you thought, oh, hey, hasn't this list gotten done, or hasn't this thing on my to-do list gotten done yet? And it didn't. You immediately think that they're just wasting your time and you're spending money for that wasted time. And rarely is that the case. So outside of what I mentioned, having the emails directly going to my administrative assistant and forwarding anytime I have a thought or a correspondence going right to her inbox, having the dashboard with all of her tasks that are ongoing, as well as having that little booklet that she fills in at the end of her shift for outstanding tasks, I will say the most important thing, and this is one of the biggest things that I've been implementing as a leader of my business, is we will have once a week, we'll have like a 10 to 15 minute powwow. Usually somewhere at the beginning of every shift she comes in, we'll have a 5 minute conversation and say, this is what happened while you're away, meaning between shifts. This is what I'd really like to get done. Here's some things that happened before you came in, just so you know. Here's what I need you to be looking for over the next couple of shifts. I need you to be watching out for this, that, or the other, or make sure that such and such products or files are pulled or ready or whatever the case may be. And we will have these little powwows, and they make such a massive difference in her knowing what's going on in my world, because she also needs to know what I'm doing with regards to the business when I'm running flash sales randomly, when I'm sending out particular emails, when we're launching a new program or protocol or detox package or something like that. She needs to know about that. Whereas before I would just do it on the fly and basically go black ops on my team and just do things on my own. And I also need to know what's going on with her. And that includes allowing her to be open to tell me about frustrations and allowing her to be open and tell me about things that she would like to improve in the business. And another big thing about leadership is when people on your team make suggestions, it's highly, highly important for you to take those suggestions seriously. And in my mind, I will always say yes, and I will always implement whatever my team recommends unless I find that it's either too risky or makes zero sense. So for instance, Lori was like, you know what? We really need to carry more stock because I don't think that it's a good idea for people to be coming back later and picking up product. And on my end, I'm so hyper focused on keeping my stock levels low, because of course that's money just sitting on the shelf, that I didn't necessarily agree with that, so to speak, but I did take it into consideration and I started ordering a few more extra items at a time. Another thing she wanted to do was, you know, show the Maximize Your Health t-shirts that we had made and put them up front with a little sale sign. And that maybe lasted a month, but why not try those things? Because she's looking at the business from a completely different set of eyes than I am. And I really don't think that it's fair to just constantly or dismiss often the ideas that your teammates have, because they are just as valid. And those people also need to feel that they have like a say in what could be done to improve the business. And the more you shut those ideas down, the less they're going to be vocal about the things that are working well, and especially less vocal about the things that aren't working well at all. And it's that last part that I mentioned that could really start to hurt your business. So those little sort of micro meetings that we have, and we will typically do it kind of on the fly. I don't schedule it out in any way, shape, or form. But those little micro meetings allow us to connect, kind of do a quick rundown, even on the personal things that are going on in our lives. Like I was telling her all about you know, my girls being in soccer and that we bought a house and all those like little aspects of my life. And she always tells me about her husband, Roger, who I've never met, but we already have like an inside joke running around payroll. So it's really a great opportunity to start to connect with those people too. And while you may not be managing the receptionist directly, as an independent contractor, it is just as important that you implement those things in your business as well, because more likely than not, part of your rent is paying for that receptionist. So you do have a say in how you want your business to run. Which, one little offside tidbit that I would strongly recommend that works beautifully in my business is we created these little slips, and the little slips will have a blank spot for how long was the visit today, when is the future visit and how long, did they buy any lab tests, did they buy any supplements, and then other for any other things that need to be taken care of on the invoice or the future bookings. Like for instance, I want to refer them to my live blood and analysis, so make sure that they book in for an initial with, you know, X, Y, or Z person. And those little slips have decreased the amount of miscommunication between me, the patient who is booking or getting invoiced, and the reception. And it's just a little sheet of paper. We often use scrap paper. And we just write those little lines out. And so they know clearly what the supplements are, what the follow-up is, how long I want them for. And that has been a game changer for all three of the practices. And reception loves it, because even if they have a line waiting, I can either give it to the patient to give to reception, or I'll just put the patient's name at the on the piece of paper and leave it with reception in queue of people who are waiting. And again, it just minimizes a lot of downtime, a lot of questions, a lot of sort of like, you know, the patient coming back to me and interrupting me in the next visit, or reception doing the same. So all those little pieces of information, the most you can reduce any miscommunication between you and just about anybody in your business, the better everything will be. So I hope that you implement at least one of those tips, because it has paid off in dividends for all of the practices, whether it is you directly managing reception or you being the independent contractor of a clinic. These are all the things that will just help run your business a lot more smoothly. And for whatever reason, if they aren't available one day, your business doesn't have to come to a halt. You'll know exactly where that person left off, and you can move forward with your business that day and keep everything moving in perfect synchronicity and streamlined. So with that being said, that was a ton of information, and I know you probably have questions. So please reach out to me for a 30-minute strategy call. It will not be a sales call. This is an opportunity for me to get to know how we can implement the things that I'm talking about on this podcast into your business so that it will work for you. And that booking link is in the show notes. And if you can't find it there, or you forget, please contact me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND. On that note, we love hearing from you guys. So please leave your comments on iTunes. The more comments we get, the more it ranks on iTunes, and the more we can start helping practitioners just like you maximize your practice. And of course, reach out to me personally on Instagram about things that you're liking, things you'd like to hear more about, because we are trying to taper this podcast specifically for what you guys need. And if I don't know what you guys need, then I can't do a show about it. So let me know. In all aspects though, like always, I want you to take consistent imperfect action, crush it today. Don't make any excuses. I'm always here, and I'm your biggest supporter, always in your corner. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.